We're doing the Ramban Torah Tashem Tmima, page Lamed Dalid, in that edition. What edition is that? Chazon Yol edition, page Mem Beis in the Beta Yain edition. The Ramban had quoted. The Ramban had quoted a discussion of the evolvement of Vayamenam. The nation is described first as believing, and then Vayal Yisrael, the nation saw, and then finally at Har Sinai, everyone agreed that Hashem was the one talking to humanity. And that was the Ibn Ezra's description, that there was an evolvement. And the Ramban said, wait a second, how do you know that the whole nation didn't believe initially? Because it doesn't say Kol Ha'am. When it says Vayamein Ha'am, when Moshe first shows on the scene, the nation believed that Hashem had come to save them. It doesn't say the whole nation believed. When it says Vayal Yisrael, the nation saw God's great hand at the splitting of the sea, it doesn't say all of Israel. Well, Mr. Ibn Ezra, when it comes to the Sinai revelation, it doesn't say Kol Yisrael either. His main point is that all of Israel only saw it later. Well, it doesn't say Kol Yisrael at Sinai either. So how do you know that when initially it says Vayamein Ha'am, it only means part of them? And later on it says, Ayom HaZera'inu, we saw today. It doesn't say all of us saw today. So why is this one more clear than the others? He doesn't like the Ibn Ezra's pshat. So we're back to square one. Initially it says, when Moshe came, they believed. And then the splitting of the sea, Vayaminu Bashem Moshe Avdo. And then it says, Vegam Becha Yaminu Leolam. At Sinai. So what's going on here? What's the order of beliefs? How come the Pasuk repeatedly says they believed? If they believed already, then what was the evolvement? Ela ikara peirush, so the Ramban says, got the prime example. What does it mean by Aminu Bashem uv Moshe Avdo? Ki he'eminu Bashem she'yaseh nisim ba'olam ha'shafel kirtzono. What they believed in is that Hashem does miracles in the world below, according to his will, that Moshe is a servant and does things in accordance with his will, because the miracles came from Hashem. So, their belief at the splitting of the sea was that Hashem controls the world below, that Hashem does miracles through Moshe, Hashem is involved in this world. That's the emunah that came to them at the splitting of the sea. But if you ask them, does God actually talk to humanity? Does God give us messages through a prophet? That was something that wasn't yet clear by them. Because they understood, okay, God did 10 plagues. God split the sea. God obviously wanted Israel to benefit and the Egyptians to be punished. But maybe Moshe had some kind of revelation that this was the system in which Hashem would take them out of Egypt. They understood Hashem's running the show. They understood Hashem did all these miracles. But maybe Moshe had a dream. Maybe Moshe had a tradition that this is the way Hashem would take us out of Sinai. They weren't so far off. You know, we say that Moshe's staff had engraved on it, Ditzah Hadash Be'achav. Moshe's staff from the Garden of Eden did have the 10 plagues engraved on it. So they were telling themselves, maybe Moshe knows something we don't know. Yes, God wants to take us out of Egypt. Yes, we're His chosen people. Yes, God controls the earth. But does God really talk to Moshe? That they still weren't sure about. The concept that God talks face to face with Moshe was something they doubted. Maybe an angel appeared to Moshe. Maybe something else. But such prophecy, they weren't so sure about that. Valken k'tiv, and that's why Hashem says at the Sinai revelation, Bavu yishma ha'am bedaberi imach. I want the nation to hear as I speak to you, v'gam b'cha yaminu l'olam, and then they will believe in you for eternity. V'gam, why does it say, and also they will believe in you for eternity? Why does it say v'gam? Ze amur rabotenu, but this v'gam, our sages said, l'rabot nevim kayotze b'cha. This is to the inclusion of other prophets like you. Umashma mizeh, and it seems from this, shaita etzlam anavoah minael b'safek, that the whole concept of prophecy was something that they doubted. Does God really talk to the human? They weren't sure. אבל יותר ייתכן לזה רב רם שיורה מילת לעולם לומר שימינו בך לדורות. But what's more fitting for us that when Hashem says they will believe you le'olam, forever, that's to tell us that for all generations they will believe Moshe. What's more applicable to us, meaning the fact that we then accepted his prophecy and other prophets, fine. But what we need to know from this pasuk is that Hashem said they will believe you forever, meaning she'im yavo navi acher v'yakhish davar midivrei Moshe. If another prophet walks in and he starts contradicting anything Moshe taught us, lo yaminu bo, we won't believe him. Mipnei she'edu she'igata l'ma'ale al-liyona b'nevuah, because they'll know that you reached the highest level of prophecy, ven b'nevuatcha safek, and there'll be no doubt in your prophecy. Yitbarer lehem mimcha ma she'nichtav, they will understand from you that which was later written in the Torah. Moshe says, im yenevi'achem Hashem b'mara et vada. God says, if you're going to have any other prophet, Hashem tells us through Moshe, I appeared to him through different visions. But Moshe is not like that. Moshe sees a vision without any hints or allusions. It's all clear. And that's what the Jewish people also say. Today we've seen that God talks to man face to face. Now we understand that Hashem talks to you face to face and you stay living. So that's the tremendous pshat over here that the Ramban says, that the belief in Moshe was a belief that would be consistent forever. And that the Jewish people would never accept any other prophet who comes to contradict Moshe, because we saw that he was on the highest possible level of prophecy. Or we could say, according to Pshat of the Pasuk, that about themselves they said, we just saw that Hashem speaks to a great nation that's really not fit for prophecy. We're not on that level. And that's a tremendous miracle, that Hashem is willing to talk to us when we're really not fit for it. And we're very scared if that continues. We're scared if God continues talking to us. If we don't have you, Moshe, giving us the Torah, we're going to die. We're not on that level. And that's what the nation declared. Where do you have any living creature, any flesh, that hears God talking to them from the fire like us and keeps living? Meaning the masses hearing prophecy. Where do you find such a thing that people can live to tell the tale? We don't think we'll be able to live to tell the tale. And that's what the Jewish people said to Moshe. We want you to be the intermediary. We can't have the Torah given directly to us. So, again, what we saw today, the Ramban said a phenomenal chidush. He said that they initially believed that Hashem controls the world and he does miracles and he has an interest. But the belief in Moshe's prophecy was something that they doubted. That's what was clarified at Sinai. That clarification was to the point where we said no one would ever be able to question it. And if any prophet comes, we wouldn't accept anything he says that contradicts Moshe. If we go deeper, the Ramban doesn't spell it out, but we can also say that if not for Moshe, we wouldn't believe any prophet was told anything by Hashem. Moshe is the one that gave us that concept. So if any prophet comes and tries to talk to us, the only reason we listen to him is because Moshe proved it. Because if not for Moshe, we wouldn't listen to anyone. Just like the Jewish people then questioned, who said God talked to you? So the only reason we really believe that God ever talks to a prophet is because of Moshe. Because if not for Moshe, we wouldn't believe anyone. We'd say, maybe you had a dream, maybe you hallucinated, maybe you belong in Kfar Shaul, maybe a lot of things. But who says you belong here and we should listen to you? You think God spoke to you? So you do what you think God told you. We don't have too much of an interest in people who say God spoke to them. Along comes Moshe and says, listen to them. Okay, so then the whole reason I'm listening to him is because Moshe told me to listen to him. Not because he's proven himself. Meaning if a guy walks in and says, God told me, I'm telling you, tomorrow you're going to win the lottery. Bam, you won the lottery. Then he comes to you and says, okay, now tomorrow divorce your wife. What do we say? You guys are laughing. 5 years ago, there was a story like that. 5-6 years ago, there was a person who was telling people things right and left. He's still alive. You guys didn't hear about it? There was a guy up north who you could walk in and he'd tell you your name. All kinds of things that were like really wacky. And he started telling people, you get divorced and you get married and you this and you that. And the rabbis came out all against him. Initially, people said, but how does he know all the other things about me? He never met me. I walked in and he told me so many things. And the rabbi said, okay, we don't know how he knows. Okay, so don't listen to him and don't get divorced. The whole reason why we'll listen to a prophet is because of this, because Moshe told us. So the Ramban doesn't spell out this point, but I think we can understand it within the Ramban's logic too. That any prophet that will come to contradict Moshe, we won't accept him because we say Moshe's prophecy was higher than any other prophet. And the nation said, now that we see your prophecy and we see everything, we don't want to continue hearing this directly. We don't think we'll be able to stay alive. We're not on the level to handle it. And that's what the nation said. From now on, you hear the prophecy. That's in the pshat. On the deeper level, the Ramban said, what they saw was, they saw the great level of Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't just the fact that they saw prophecy, but they saw the level Moshe was on, which would be a clarity that they'd pass on to future generations and a validation of Moshe's prophecy that would be unshakable.